I feel that there is some Shakti, power or energy, beyond the reach of human perception and understanding. Call it what you like. God, nature, matter, Shakti, or whatever, which has become all. I feel that alone exists everywhere. When Shakti comes as form, it does not mean that it is diminished thereby. It remains unlimited. This visible universe exists in union with that divinity. The effort to know something other than what is visible is only to learn finally that there is nothing other than this. We begin by assuming that this is unreal, only to conclude that all that is seen also is real. When reality is known, all that is seen also becomes real. But until that reality is known, we can continue to think of all this as unreal. Reality is beyond expression. It is not to be explained. It is only to be experienced. The unique feature of that one divine power is that when we are pure, we become that. What is invisible, they call God. What is visible, they call nature. In my view, all that is visible is God alone. What science calls nature, spirituality calls God. The same Shakti seems different to the scientist and the spiritual person. But nature is itself God. Spiritual is heads, and worldly is tails. According to your standpoint, one side or the other appears real. One person thinks that reality is behind all this, whereas another thinks that this is all there is. Both are the same to me. When they say there are two, I unfold it and say, there is only one. Why can't God be seen? Because God does not exist separately. It exists as all these. Because God is everywhere. It does not appear as a separate one. It appears as everything. God is reality, the absolute, what is. I can find no better explanation for the word God. What is? What is? You too are within that. If you can understand the inner meaning of these words, you will have understood everything. There is nothing else to understand. It is formless because all forms are that. It is nameless because all names are that. It is without attributes because all attributes are that. Everything that exists changes. From the changeless arose what changes. The changing is the mind. The unchanging is God. That from which thoughts emerge and which recognize them is that into which they merge. When some thoughts occur, we feel that we are thinking them. But when some others occur, we feel that there is nothing we can do about them. And yet all these thoughts arise from the same source. Maya, delusion, is not feeling that Shakti alone performs every action. If you can boldly hold on to the view that you alone as Shakti are responsible for everything, it is well and good. This is the path of wisdom, Jnana Marga. Or you may surrender to the divine will and say, that is responsible for everything, Bhakti Marga, the devotional path. But the whole misery comes when you arrogate to yourself a bit of responsibility and apportion another bit to God. Even if you slip and fall, it is due to divine grace. It is also due to the same grace that you may sustain an injury or may not. All forms of Shakti are manifestations of that one Shakti. If you say that Shakti is making you act, there must be two, you and Shakti. But if you say that Shakti acts as you, you speak wisely of the one alone. There is nothing in particular that I give you to attain a higher state. that which has given you this life, gives everything. There is nothing like self-effort. I do not think that even sadhana, spiritual endeavor, is in your hands. Because we do not cognize that which causes everything to be done. We think that we are doing it, but we are doing only what has become possible through grace. Until this is understood, we shall continue to think, I am doing. My experience is that we cannot do anything, my child. That same Shakti, which is assisting you in worldly matters, also assists you in spiritual matters. You ask, do you want me to sit and do nothing? Relying on time that does everything at the appointed moment. I am not rejecting the one and accepting the other. I only say that even sitting quiet with folded hands does not rest with you. I think that even spiritual endeavor is possible only when that inspires it. For us to do anything at all, the urge must spring from the Shakti within us. We behave as that Shakti impels us. I do not teach. Self-control is not acquired through hearing lectures. We cannot do as we are told. Time alone discloses what must be done. We must do whatever that causes us to be done. I didn't adopt any particular practice or mode of inquiry, but I don't say that it is wrong for you to adopt something. I don't say that this or that sadhana is great and preeminently suitable for one and all. Whatever is possible or suitable for someone is most suitable and valuable for them. Adopt whatever is possible for you, to each according to their urge. I don't mean to discourage you from effort and sadhana. When the urge to work and do sadhana arises in your mind, you can't do otherwise than endeavor and seek. Spiritual practice and seeking arise only if it is thought that there is something other than all this, the universe. I never think about achieving something that is not already here and now. In my view, there is no God other than that which exists already as all this universe. I'm not endeavoring to attain some strange thing, existing in some strange place beyond all this. Verily, all we see, all this beautiful creation, is God. I don't feel that I have to close my eyes and seek to visualize something instead of seeing all this beauty revealed here before us. In my view, all of you, and all this appearing to one and all, is reality. We may be able to think that God alone created all this, but we cannot readily understand that all this is God. If you perceive the divinity in everything, there's no need for spiritual customs and rituals. They drop away when you affirm in your faith that all is God. On the other hand, if you derive satisfaction from them, why should you cause yourself needless dissatisfaction by denying them? Yet they need not be done unwillingly, from a sense of compulsion, just because somebody has prescribed them. What does it matter which religion one embraces? So long as one can bow before the divine with all their heart. Release from illusion is Brahman, absolute reality. Illusion means attachment. Experiencing whatever comes without getting tarnished by it, that alone is renunciation. Renunciation is not being afraid of anything. To forget me and mine is renunciation. It is not by thinking of the ego that you can get rid of the ego. but put your mind on God or the divine, and the ego will take care of itself. That is, it will dissolve. Meditate for the sake of meditation. If you hanker for results in meditation, this very thought of result hampers your meditation. If you are fully satisfied at all times with what all you see and what all you do, it is deliverance. Mukti. There is no teacher greater than circumstances. When you feel that life is not at all troublesome, trouble is only another name for what is disliked. When we are completely satisfied, whatever we see and whatever we do, it is salvation. There is nothing you can do to get it. It comes if grace gives it. If you go through all difficulties happily, taking them as no difficulties, that is the way to redemption. Bowing your head down, whatever the criticism leveled against you by others, is itself spiritual discipline. There is no sadhana greater than that. When your doubts are cleared, when you arrive at that state where you understand that there is no other to attain, that is mukti, liberation. It is not mere thinking. That attitude must become permanent. That is true contentment. It is a state of feeling, there is nothing beyond this. Contentment is liberation. Until that attitude arises, there is effort to attain realization or liberation. But that attitude is not attained. It is bestowed at the opportune moment by the impulsion of the divine Shakti. there is no question of worthiness. When that opportune moment arises, even the worthiness for liberation arises of its own accord. So even that cannot be attained. Yet to those who do not know, it may appear to be the result of an individual's own effort. The impulsion is Shakti. We cannot do anything unless the impulsion comes. When the moment comes, when time forces itself upon you, everything becomes available to you of its own accord. I never think that I have attained some state. I have only the attitude that all is that. Herein there is no feeling differently. Everything is the same. No one thing seems important. Everything has the same importance. Everything is natural. In my opinion, there are not many spiritual experiences for anyone. The lasting realization that all is one, persisting at all times and under all circumstances, is the only true experience. I do not have a teaching or a message. I have nothing of that name. Not teaching anything is my teaching. I have not given anything as a message, as if I ever thought that we are doing or can do anything. That which makes things happen and that which happens, that is the message. If you can do it, eat what you have with contentment. Give to others with loving care, and have faith that God is doing everything.